Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, We Are Called to Be God's People.
Psalm 98. The Lord has made known his salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
His own right hand and his holy arm have won for him the victory.
The Lord has made known his salvation. His deliverance has he openly shown in the sight of the nations.
He has remembered his mercy and faithfulness towards the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of God.
Sound praises to the Lord, all the earth. Break into singing and make music.
Make music to the Lord with the lyre and the voice of melody.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn, sound praises before the Lord, the King.
Let the sea thunder and all that fills it, the world and all that dwells upon it.
Let the rivers clap their hands and let the hills ring out together before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth.
In righteousness shall he judge the earth and the peoples with equity. The Lord has made known his salvation. So we have an interesting reading from 2 Kings 17 with some interesting names of places and kings. So I'll do my best. The king of Assyria brought people from Babylon, Kuta, Ava, Amath and Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria, in the place of the people of Israel. They took possession of Samaria and settled in its cities. When they first settled there, they did not worship the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which killed some of them. So the king of Assyria was told, the nations that you have carried away and placed in the cities of Samaria do not know the law of the God of the land. Therefore, he has sent lions among them. They are killing them because they do not know the law of the God of the land. Then the king of Syria commanded, send there one of the priests whom you carried away from there. Let him go and live there and teach them the law of the God of the land. So one of the priests whom they carried away from Samaria came and lived in Bethel. He taught them how they should worship the Lord. But every nation still made gods of its own and put them in the shrines of the high places that the people of Samaria had made. Every nation in the cities in which they lived, the people of Babylon made Sukkoth-Benoth, the people of Cuth made Nergal, the people of Hamath made Ashima, and the Avites made Nibas and Tartak. The Sepharvites burned their children and in the fire to Adramelech and Anamelech, the god of Sepharvaim. They also worshipped the Lord and appointed from among themselves all sorts of people as priests of the high places, who sacrificed for them in the shrines of the high places. So they worshipped the Lord, but they also worship their own gods, after the manner of the nations from among whom they had been carried away. To this day, they continue to practice their former customs. They do not worship the Lord, and they do not follow the statutes and ordinances or the law of, or the commandments of the Lord commanded to the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel. The Lord had made a covenant with them and commanded them, you shall not worship other gods, or bow yourself to them, or serve them, or sacrifice to them, but you shall worship the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt with great power and with an outstretched hand. You shall bow yourself to him, and to him you shall sacrifice. The statutes and the ordinances of the law and the commandments that he wrote for you, you shall always be careful to observe. You shall not worship other gods, You shall not forget the covenant that I have made with you. You shall not worship other gods, but you shall worship the Lord your God. He will deliver you out of the land of your enemy. They would not listen, however, but they continued to practice their former custom. So these nations worshiped the Lord, but also served their carved images. To this day, their children and their children's children continue to do as their ancestor did. This is the word of the Lord. And our New Testament reading is taken from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verse 1 to 11.
Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from this first day until now. I am confident of this, that one who began a good work among you, you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about you, about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you determine what is best, so that on the day of Christ, you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God.
I did say that if there is something, Lynn or Leslie, that kind of jumps out of those readings, an encouragement, a promise, something that you want to share, do so after me. I'm just going to share something very, very short from those three readings. The first one, which is this wonderful psalm about God's faithfulness and God's coming to us with his salvation, and the idea of singing to God a new song, for he has done marvelous things. And we are in times of trouble, difficulties. We feel maybe kind of heavy clouds above our heads and find it maybe difficult to trust in the goodness of God. Yesterday we heard Dave sharing the story of creation, the amazing variety and power of God in creation, and also that when he looked at his creation, he said that it was good. Of course, we didn't touch chapter 3 with the fall and the reality that when we decided to turn to ourselves to make the decisions without God, this good and beautiful creation, things started to crumble down. Even death itself became a reality. But God hasn't rejected his creation. For him, it's still his good creation that he is now seeking to redeem, to rescue, to transform. And he's done that through, finally, Jesus Christ, who is our salvation, who died our death, and bring us into a place where we can live God's life, when we can follow his laws and commandments through the power of the Holy Spirit. For that to be a reality, we need to accept the gift. We need to open our lives, and God promised to come and live in us. And when he lives in us, despite the difficulties, we see the world differently. I'm just reading a book about stories, horrible stories, kind of a children book. But you just realize that you don't need to go very far in time to see that troubles and difficulties is part of, in a sense, sometimes the normal life of humans. First World War, Second World War in the 20th century. And going back, there were great time of sufferings among the English people. I wonder, people of faith, how they felt about their God. Maybe faith was more prominent. Maybe it was a little bit like the second reading, a greater mixture of Christian faith and other kind of superstition and faith. And it's a bit similar today, although maybe the Christian faith in our Western world is becoming less and less prominent, and all kind of other thoughts and ideas more and more. So maybe we're a bit like this time of the kings, with a lot of confusions, people doing all kind of spiritualities, and we're forgetting who God truly is. But then we have this great encouragement in our New Testament. Paul saying to the Philippians, who had started to believe in the God of Jesus Christ, in the salvation that Jesus Christ brings, Paul says, I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. I like that he says among you, in a sense of among you as a group, as a church, as the people of God in Philippi. And we at St. James are called to be the people of God at Taunton. And if we open ourselves continuously to God's guidance, I am confident that God, who has begun a good work at St. James, will also bring it to completion. And it is right for us to think that way, because God is faithful, and God wants us to be more and more in tune with his heart, with his compassion for others, with his plans for this town and for our world. And so one of our prayer this morning should be like the prayer of Paul, that our love for one another will overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, so that also at St. James, we will determine what is best. How can we best be church in our own context? So that on the day when we will see Christ, whether it's the day when he comes back during our lifetime, or whether it's the day when we die and we meet with him, we will be those people, pure and blameless, having produced a harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, for the glory and the praise of God.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.